ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
प्रायेण मुनयो राजन् निवृत्ता विधिषेधता नार्गुण्या स्ता रमन्ते स्म गुणा अनुकथने हरे। प्रायेण मुनयो राजन् निवृत्ता विधिषेधता नार्गुण्यस्ता रमन्ते स्म गुणानुकथने हरे प्रायेण मुनयो राजन् निवृत्ता विधिषेधता नार्गुण्यस्ता रमन्ते स्म गुणानुकथने हरे। प्रायेण मुनयो राजन् निवृत्ता विधिषेधता नार्गुण्यस्ता रमन्ते स्म गुणानुकथने हरे।
Mainly,
Munayaha, all sages, Rajan, O King, Nivritaha, above thee, Vidhi, regulative principles, Shedhata, from restrictions, Nargunyastaha, transcendentally situated. Ramante, take pleasure in. Sma, distinctly. Gunanukatane,
describing the glories.
Hare, of the Lord. O King Parikshit, mainly the topmost transcendentalists who are above the regulative principles and restrictions, take pleasure in describing the glories of the Lord.
प्रायेण मुनयो राजन् निर्वृत्या विधिषेधक नैगुण्यस्थ्या रमन्ते स्म गुणानुकथने हरे। सो देयर इज स्टेज व्हिच इज कॉल्ड परमहंस स्टेज। At that time, one is not very strictly following the regulative principles. Not that they are not following, but they are above all regulative principles. But we should not imitate that. But now we have become Paramahansa. And we can neglect our regulative principle. No. The Paramahansa stage is described here. If you simply imitate that now I have become Paramahansa, I do not require to follow rules and regulations. But you must prove that you are Paramahansa. That what is that Paramahansa state? That is Naigunnasthya ramante sma gunanu kathane hari. His only business is to glorify Krishna. He does not do it. Not that I become paramsa, let me eat and sleep. No, the symptom is that he cannot waste a moment without glorifying Krishna. That is paramsa. At that time, you can know that when you cannot remain even for a single moment without describing Krishna, then you can know that you are on the Paramahansa. No attachment. Anything material. Simply attachment for Krishna. Then you can give up the regulative principle. Not before that. Don't imitate. Unless you come to that stage, positive stage. It is not that, simply negative. Negative means you must stand on a positive platform. Therefore, those who are sunnavadi, simply negative. The other day some Jain Buddhist came. He said that to become desireless. These nonsense people, they do not know it is impossible to become desireless. They are thinking, therefore they are disturbed, always. It is not possible to become desireless. That is negative portion, nirvana. That is Buddha philosophy, nirvana. Stop this material nonsense. But unless he has got positive activities, how he can give up this nonsense? Parang dishtha nivartta. He must give good engagement. Otherwise he will go on committing all nonsense. Just like you have been given good engagement, duty worship and so many other things, you are engaged. Therefore you have no time to divert your attention for nonsense things. And simply artificially, if you want to stop, no. The USA government, they try to stop this intoxication habit, LSD, millions of dollars. Not a single man was stopped. Not a single man. And here in Krishna consciousness, as soon as they come, immediately. Why? Parangdishtani vartati. When he understands that he is bitter in intoxication, why should I go to LSD? That is required. So here it is said, Prayanamunayo Rajan, my dear king, Nibhitta Vidhinisha. Vidhi. Vidhi. And nishet, the two things. We say, you chant Hare Krishna mantra and private, no illicit sex, negative and positive. So, vidhi means do's and nishet, do nots. So this is the beginning of life. Don't try to become Paramahansa. Munaya, from the very beginning. Then he'll fall flat. That is not required. When you actually be situated naigunne. Naigunne means above the material nature. That is called naigunna. This material nature is called traigunna. Traigunna means three modes of material nature. Goodness, passion and ignorance. So, when you become above these three gunas, then there is possibility of becoming noigunna. The Arjuna advised Arjuna, Straigunna Vishayaveda, Nistraigunna Bhavarjuna. Vedas, they are dealing with these three gunas. Vedas giving direction according to the guna. The satagun, rajagun, tamagun. The one who is in the satagun, for them there are six puranas. Satagun, tamagun, rajagun. 18 puranas there are. Some of them are for the persons who are situated on the modes of goodness. And some of them are for the persons who are in rajagun. And some of them are for persons of tamagun. Just like in the Vedic Shastras, there is also recommendation to worship Goddess Kali. That is for the Tamogun, not for the Satogun. For the Satogun, the Vishnu Puran, Brahmanda Puran, Brahma Vaivarta Puran, Bhagavat Puran. According to, because knowledge has to be given to everyone, but according to his capacity. If one is in the Tamogun, you cannot say, you cannot raise him immediately to the Satogun. Tamogun is meat eating, drinking. These are Tamogun, in the darkness. So, the Vedas has given chance then. All right, you want to eat meat? All right, you eat meat, but offering to the goddess Kali. Main restriction. It is not required, but the rascal will not hear immediately, therefore giving some concession. All right, you can eat meat by offering sacrifice, not the cow, but one lower animal which is useless, like goats, generally goat and the chicken, they do that. But it is not meant for the Satogun. Satogun's prescription is different. Rajogun's prescription is different. On the whole, we are always mixed up with the Satogun, Rajogun, Tamogun. That is our material position. Therefore, sometimes we come to Krishna consciousness when we are in Satogun, again sometimes fall down with Tamogun attacks, Rajogun attacks. So, we have to become above these gunas. Trayurda Vishaya Veda Nistayurna Bhavarjuna. Krishna advised him that you become above these three gunas. So, how it can be done? It can be done simply by hearing about Krishna. This is Naistayunyastha Ramanti Sma Gunanu Kathane Hari. If you simply engage yourself only hearing about Krishna, then you are Naistayun. This is the process. Simple, no other business. So we have given you so many books. Don't sleep, don't waste a single moment. Of course you have to sleep. Reduce it as much as possible. Eating, sleeping, mating and defending, reduce it. Nidrahara viharakadi vijito. That is the example given by the Goswamis. Nidra, ahara and vihara. Ahara means eating and vihara means sense enjoyment and nidra means sleeping. Nidra ahara vihara kadi vijito conquered. That is spiritual platform. No more sleeping. No more eating. No more sex life. That is perfection. And one who can conquer over these three things, eating, sleeping and sex life, he is fearless. Ordinarily, there is no requirement of defense because they can meet any situation. That is Paramahamsa state. Nibbhyata. Munaya, prayana munaya, rajan, nibbhitya vidhini. For them there is no regulation. Don't imitate that I've become some of our students exhibited. That there is no need of them. We are all Paramahansa. Paramahansa now rascal number one. Here is the test. When you will not be influenced by the material qualities, Rajagun, Satagun, Tamagun. And the test is the nidrahara viharakadi vijito. We are conquering over the sleeping. Nidra, first thing is mentioned there. Sleeping and eating and sense enjoyment. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Gunanu Kathane. These Goswamis, they are always writing books. Gunanu Kathane. Gunu. What is the writing books? When you write these books, what is that? They are simply describing the different activities and attributes of Krishna. Anukathane. Anu means not whimsically. Following the superior authorities. You cannot write anything which is not approved by the superior authorities. Therefore, we have to give examples, quotation from the Shastra, that what I am speaking, it is supported by the Shastra. Not that I have inventive power. I can write anything. Now that is nonsense. Anukathane. Anukathane means you must hear from the authority perfectly, then try to write. Not that you write whimsically, whatever you like. That is not allowed. That will not be accepted. Therefore, in the beginning, in this chapter, we learned this word that Bariyanesha Rajan. Bariyan esati prasna krituloko hitang nipo atmavissammatam. Atmavissammatam. It is approved by the realized soul. Not that whimsically. I do something, I do question something. No. The question must be approved by Atmavid, self-realized person, and the answer should be given by the self-realized person. Atmavid sammataha. This is wanted. So we have no independence. As in materially also, we have no independence. There is no independence. Either material or spiritual. But you falsely thinking to become independent, that is called illusion, maya. The rascals do not know that there is no independence at all, either materially or spiritually. Just like the outlaws, they have no independence, either criminally or civil. When he's a civil citizen, good citizen, there is no independence. And when he's criminal, there is no independence. So why is thinking that I shall act this war criminally and become independent? That is not possible. And because they cannot understand it, they are rascal. What is thinking independence? That is illusion. Where is your independence? Illusion. Maya. When you are under the strict rules and regulation of the material nature, how you are independent? Devijji shagunami mama maya durataya. They think that to surrender to Krishna, this is slave mentality. I shall remain free. But where is your freedom, sir? So there is, so long one is rascal, falsely thinking that is independent, there must be the regulative principle. He must observe the regulative principle within himself. In this way, when he is actually situated in the transcendental platform, that is called Naigunya Stha. Stha means situated. Tishtati iti stha, one who stays, not flickering, permanent, nirguna. This nirguna means devotional service. This is nirguna. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Mancha vyavicharini bhakti yogena jar sevate Sagunan samatittayitan brahma bhuyaya kalpati. Brahma bhuta prasannatma nasochati nakankhati samas sarvesu bhutesu madhukti labati param. Everything is there. So, Naigunna means one who is 24 hours engaged in devotional service, he is in the Naigunna platform. No more influenced by these material qualities. Mancha Babichani. Babichani means without any flaw, without any fault, simply according to the restriction or instruction of the Shastra and spiritual master, one is strictly following and engaged in devotional service, then he is Saguna Samatittayetan. He can conquer or surpass over the three modes of material nature. And his stage is Brahma Bhuta. Brahma Bhuvaya Kalpati. So when you are actually on the Brahma, that everyone can say, I am now. The Brahma Bhuta. The symptom is there. You cannot cheat. Now what is that? Now, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. If you are actually on the Brahma Bhuta platform, then the symptom will be Prasannatma, jolly. Always. There are no more moroseness. Always jolly. That is the first symptom. Oh, I am now free from the material clutches. Because as soon as you are actually engaged in devotional service, there are no more, I mean, say, punishment by the material nature. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Therefore, he is always jubilant, Prasannatma. What is the meaning of Prasannatma? Prasannatma means na sochati, na kankhati. He does not desire anything, does not lament for anything. That is Brahma Bhuta. If there is something lost, never mind. Krishna desired, lost, that's all. And if there is gain, he does not jump over. Oh, I have gained this. Like monkey. No. Everything Krishna. I am engaged in Krishna's service. Suppose if there is some loss, so it is Krishna's desire. And if there is some profit, it is Krishna's money. I don't possess anything. Why shall I jump? Jump, of course you can jump. We have gained so many things for Krishna. That is another. So na sochati na kankhati samas sarvesu bhuteshu. Then is equal to everyone. He understands that everyone is the spirit soul. Somehow or other he is entangled in this material body. So, because I am now madhbhakti, prasannatma nasurjati samasarvesu madhbhakti, then he is fit for transcendental service to the Lord. And after being liberated from this Trayunna, three material. One has to be situated in the Naistayunna. Here it is there. Naigunya. Naigunna, Naistayunna. The same meaning. Naigunnasthya, Ramante, enjoys life. As soon as you come to the platform of Naigunna, without being infected by the three material qualities, then Ramante, everything is a pleasure. Ramante yogina anante. Therefore, those who are yogis, who are bhaktas, bhakta yogi, they also enjoy life. It is not that we restrict that don't enjoy senses. This is not enjoyment, this is bondage. This is bondage. Suppose I am enjoying either illicit or legal sex life. I become under bondage. Even it is legal sex life, I get children. There's so many things I have got duty to the children. So, either goodness or ignorance, this is bondage. This is bondage. Therefore, one has to become above the Traiguna. That is called Naiguna. Naigunasya, Ramante. They are saying, yeah. What is that enjoyment? Ramante yogina anante. That is not limited enjoyment, but few minutes. No, anante, eternal enjoyment. Ramante yogina anante. And that is satya anande, that is real ananda, that is real bliss. When your ananda does not stop, it continues, that is real ananda. And the ananda or the pleasure, which is for few seconds or few minutes, that is not ananda. That is illusion. Real ananda is it will continue. It will never stop. It will never end. Therefore it is said, ramante yogina anante. Anante means unlimited. Ramante yogina anante. Satya ananda, that is real happiness. Iti Ramapade Nasu Parabrahma iti abhidhiyate. Because when we enter the platform of continuous blissfulness, ananda, that is the connection with, that is the meaning of Rama. The Rama Parabrahma, that means when one is situated in the service of the Parabrahma, then his life is successful. So here it is said, Naigunasya Ramantesma Gunanu Kathane Hare. Then not a single moment is wasted without talking about Krishna. Bachangsi Vaikuntha Gunanu Varnane. In other place it is. Sabai Mana Krishna Padaravindayo Bachangsi Vaikuntha Gunanu Varnane. So practice this. First of all, fix up your mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. And that is called Sabai Mana Krishna Padaravinda. So if your mind is fixed up, then other senses will act, because other senses are acting under the leadership of the mind. Mind is your enemy and mind is your friend. When the mind is engaged in Krishna consciousness, that mind is your friend. And the mind, when it is engaged in other consciousness, that is your enemy. So you can create your mind, friend or enemy, according to your desire. If you fix up all else, the deity worship means to fix up your mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. Always worshipping Krishna. So therefore I am asking why there is no ankle bell. There must be ankle bell, the lotus feet of Krishna. So if you fix up your mind, then immediately fix up your mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. Immediately you are Naigunasya, situated in the Naiguna, transcendental platform. In another place it is also said, Sinnatam Sakatha Krishna Punna Savana Kirtana Riddantastha Abhadrani Vidhunati Suhisatam. Krishna is situated within your heart. He is your best friend. Sridhang Sarvabhutana, he is always willing how your perfect welfare can be done. Krishna is so nice friend. I am taking the body of a hog, there is also Krishna advising me. And when I am in the body of a human being, there also Krishna is advising me. Krishna is so kind. Therefore, Sridhar Sarvabhutanam, he is friend not only of human beings, the hogs, dogs, cats, everyone. Sridhar Sarvabhutanam. This is the science one has to know. Bhoktaram Jankatavasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram and Sridhan Sarvabhutanam Gyatta Mam Shantimichyati. So everyone is trying to become leader of the society, Sridhan, welfare actor. But that is imperfect because he is a rascal. How he can become their friend? The one's business is that he should make friendship with Krishna and advise others also to make friendship with Krishna. That is real leadership. That is real leadership. And the rascals, he does not know what is his own benefit and he has become a leader. Sanatana Goswami says, Apunar hitahit kichu nahi jai. Sir, I was minister and people used to say that I am very learned scholar and this and that. But I was also accepting. But actually, since I have come in your contract, I thought that what kind of leader I am? I do not know what is beneficial for me. I am such a leader, I am such a fool. I do not know my own benefit and I want to become leader to lead others for benefit of life. Andha jatha andhai rupaniyaman. A blind man, he does not think that he is blind. How he can lead others, other blind men? But this is cheating. All these leaders, so-called rascal leaders, they are blind themselves, they do not know what is the aim of life and then become leader. And the leader, blind leader and the blind follower, they are all going to hell. This is the position of the world. So therefore, we should be careful that don't imitate that I have now become Paramahansa, I do not require to follow the rules and regulations, let me do whatever I like. Don't do that. The taste is there. Taste is there, here it is said, gunanu kathane hari. When you are Paramahansa, then you have no other business than simply to hear about Krishna and chant about Krishna. Thank you very much.